For the time being, one of Milwaukee County's most popular destinations is closed, the Mitchell Park Domes. County Executive Chris Abley shuttered the aging glass structures over the weekend after a piece of concrete the size of a tennis ball plummeted 20 feet into the desert dome. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz sat in on a press conference Monday as Abley announced that the three domes will remain shut down until a fix is found. The ultimate answer could carry a price tag of tens of millions.
Construction crews began erecting the Mitchell Park domes in 1959. The job took 8 years. They're made largely of glass and steel and are 85 feet tall. One holds arid plants, another tropical, and the third houses seasonal displays. Despite reports of falling concrete, County Executive Chris Abley says the great cultural landmark is not a catastrophe waiting to happen.
We're evaluating a short-term fix, which involves wrapping the concrete casings that surround the joints of the steel frame. And because that's been part of the source of the issue is some of those concrete casings have been cracking and pieces have been falling.
So workers would have to wrap thousands of concrete nodes in mesh, a job that could take... Abley didn't provide a firm date.
So we don't have to worry about pieces of concrete falling, and the activities that take place in the domes can take place the way they always do.
Activities including weddings under glass. The County Parks Department has started breaking the bad news to a few dozen couples, according to Director John Dargle.
We've looked at our three-month window right now at all the bookings, so we've reached out to each one of the wedding groups and are having those conversations.
Neither Dargle nor Abley would wager how much the short-term fix would cost. But Dargle says in 2013 and 2014, Milwaukee County spent $500,000 attempting to repair the wear and tear noticed then.
They went up there and inspected the frame themselves, all the concrete casings throughout all three domes. We had to get a lift in there. They chipped away any loose debris or concrete, and then painted them and secured them through a primer.
That project, too, was a short-term fix, yet it enabled the domes to continue generating $800,000 a year. Supervisor Patricia Jerzyk says county leaders have known for years that the domes are in acute need of attention. She lays blame at the feet of the Wisconsin legislature. In 2008, county residents voted in favor of raising the local sales tax to help maintain parks and cultural amenities.
When your own county residents say, yes, please give us a half-cent sales tax, we care enough about our parks and cultural institutions to want to invest in it. Unfortunately, the county board is not given the authority to actually institute that sales tax. It takes state government to allow that.
State leaders did not act. Today, Jerzyk says, property taxes are still maxed out, but the sales tax continues to offer an option. Parks Director Dargle and County Executive Abley acknowledge the domes may eventually need replacing, despite this round of fixes.
Longer term, we will then have time to ask ourselves as a community, do we want the domes long term, in which case we're going to have to replace them, and that's a much bigger ticket item.
Abley shot the amount $75 million into the meeting room air. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.